Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the April 17th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Kenyan runner Evans Chebet successfully defended his Boston Marathon title Monday when he clocked 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 54 seconds. He is the first man to defend his title in Boston since another Kenyan, Robert Cheruiyot, did it in 2008. Tanzania's Gabriel Gaye finished second on Monday in 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 4 seconds. And Chebet's training partner, 2021 Boston champion Benson Kipruto, was third in 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 6 seconds. World record holder Eliud Kipchoge of Kenya ran with the lead pack much of the race, but he faded and finished sixth overall in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 23 seconds. This was the 127th running of the Boston Marathon, the world's oldest annual marathon.
Voice of America!
The Voice of America is once again a proud broadcasting partner of the Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, which resumes its third season on April 26th when Nile Conference games tip off in Cairo, Egypt. Six teams will compete in Cairo: local favorite Al Ahly of Egypt, Cape Town Tigers of South Africa, City Oilers of Uganda, Ferroviario de Beira of Mozambique, Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, or SLAC, of Guinea, and 2022 BAL finalist Petro de Luanda of Angola. Now, each team will play 5 conference games, and the top 4 teams will advance to next month's BAL playoffs in Kigali, Rwanda. How are the preparations going for the Nile Conference games? That's the question Iron Mike Mbonye posed to the BAL's head of league operations, Ruben Bumche Bumche.
The preparation for the Nile Conference is going well. We are clearing all the teams right now who are going to be part of the Nile Conference tournament. We expect to have all of that done soon. In terms of logistics, things are going well as well. We've been working very hard with the different federation to make sure that we have all the material needed to have a great competition. We have all we needed for the team to be successful. So all in all, everything is looking really good so far. We expect to have a smooth transition to Egypt, have great competition, and, just continue to build on what we've done so far in the Sahara Conference in terms of fan bases, enthusiasm for the game and the competition, and, you know, just been having people being excited about the product. So we haven't encountered any major issue as far as preparation, so we should be really good to go.
6 big names or top teams will play at the Nile Conference of the Men's Basketball Africa League. What are your thoughts or expectations on the games?
Yeah, regarding the games, I think on paper a lot of people are looking at the Nile Conference as being maybe tougher than what the Sahara Conference was, but I expect the competition just to be very, very good, very competitive, just like we saw here in the Sahara Conference. I think the level of teams has risen throughout the continent. as we witness here in the Sahara Conference. So we know there's a lot of excitement in the air. A lot of teams have gone and done a lot of preparation before getting, you know, to the night conference when we start soon. So I expect a really high level of play, a lot of enthusiasm, fair competition as well, and just hopefully a fantastic season also in Egypt to continue to raise the level of play in Africa.
The Men's Basketball Africa League is in season 3. Do you think the league has raised the standard of the game in the continent?
The BAL has definitely raised the level of play in Africa. We have been getting a lot of feedback for a lot of teams, just talking about how motivated people are in the countries, from just players, you know, looking at the BAL now as a goal for them, trying to be part of teams that can qualify. Competition among teams in local market. Well, a lot of teams are aiming to participate in the BAL. So I think it's obviously, you know, a great league for Africa, and where we're trying to go, you know, we will get there, as far as even continuing to raising, not only the interest of the game, but, the level of competition. So the more, we see all this team compete, the more players are able to see this thing, these teams compete and see what kind of level they are. I think the more it's going to draw, a lot of, you know, local player or player from Africa diaspora, in particular, you know, to trying to come back in the continent and continue to make this league, an elite league and get it where, you know, we're planning on getting it as one of the best league in Africa. So all the enthusiasm we see around, all the feedback we're getting, we know for sure that, you know, the BA has raised the level of competition in Africa, and we're going to continue to work really hard, to continue to raise that level and make this league one of the best league in the world.
That's Ruben Boomche Boomche, head of league operations, Basketball Africa League. And Ruben spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Dakar, Senegal.
Sporty greetings. This is Ruben Boomche Boomche, head of league operation, Basketball African League. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Ruben. And thanks also to Iron Mike Mbonye for that interview. Abidjan Basketball Club, nicknamed the ABC Fighters, has already qualified for next month's BAL playoffs. The head coach of the Fighters, Liz Mills, told me she believes the upcoming Nile Conference games will be very competitive.
Yes, I definitely think the Nile Conference is going to be just as competitive as the Sahara Conference. This conference has, you know, some heavy hitters in Petro de Luanda from Angola and Ahali from Egypt, but I think they've got some great contenders in Cape Town Tigers from South Africa and Beira from Mozambique. I also think that, you know, Slack comes in with experience from season 2, and City Oilers is a team from Uganda who has played numerous times at this level, just never in the BAL. So I think each team has experience, but, you know, until we see them play on the 26th of April and games start, it's going to be hard to know who's really going to come out on top. I do suspect that it will be Petro or Ahali, but like in the Sahara Conference, this is Africa. Anybody can beat anybody on any given day, and that's what makes this league so exciting. And I can't wait for things to tip off in Cairo.
That's Liz Mills, the first and only female head coach in the Men's Basketball Africa League.
Sporty greetings. This is Liz Mills, head coach of Abidjan Basketball Club of Côte d'Ivoire. You are listening to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Season 3 of the Basketball Africa League is here. Coming up on April 26th, Nile Conference action tips off in Cairo, Egypt. Local favorite Al Ahly of Egypt will host Ferroviario de Beira of Mozambique in the opening Nile Conference game. We'll be broadcasting that game and other Nile Conference encounters right here on The Voice of America. The Voice of America will once again be flexing its multilingual broadcasting muscles. We've been broadcasting the BAL games on radio in English, French, Bambara, Portuguese, and Kenya, Rwanda. Multilingual broadcasting muscles. Yes, the Voice of America has them. And we urge you to tune in when Nile Conference action begins on April 26th in Cairo, Egypt. The Basketball Africa League, right here on The Voice of America. The Basketball Africa League is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. In NBA playoff action Sunday, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Los Angeles Clippers, the Miami Heat, and the Denver Nuggets all won the opening game in their first round series. The AP's David Schuster tells us more.
The NBA playoffs continued on Sunday with the road teams winning three of the four games played. We start in Memphis with Denny Cap filling us in on the Lakers and the Grizzlies.
Austin Reeves scores 14 of his 23 points in the fourth quarter to help the Lakers stun the Grizzlies 128-112.
You dream about being, you know, on a stage like this, you know, this, you know, the best basketball players in the world. It's the playoffs, and, you know, I got hot late and, you know, have fun.
Reeves' heroics in his playoff debut helped the Lakers in the game on a 30-11 run and steal game one of the best of seven series on the road. Jaren Jackson Jr. scored a game-high 31 for a Grizzlies team that lost all-star Ja Morant midway through the fourth quarter after he injured his right hand.
In Milwaukee, Jimmy Butler had 35 points as Miami defeated the Bucks 130-117.
Thinking what the defense gives me, being aggressive, looking to get into the paint, and finish whenever I can and pass the ball whenever I cannot.
In Phoenix, Kawhi Leonard scored 38 points as the LA Clippers beat the Suns 115-110.
Be ready for those guys to come out and be aggressive and being in the right spots and not putting your head down when they make tough shots. So just keep at it. But we'll see if we can have some carryover consistency. That's what it's been about with us all year.
And in Denver, the Nuggets knocked off Minnesota in the first game in that series. I'm David Schuster.
Thanks, David. The first round of the NBA playoffs continues later Monday night with two more games. The Philadelphia 76ers host the Brooklyn Nets. And in a matchup between California-based teams, the Sacramento Kings are at home against the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors. The Kings and the 76ers lead their best-of-seven playoff series, one game to none. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to The Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Also, check out some of the other VOA programs at voaafrica.com. Lots of information there. Prince Nesta joins us now with a look at the weekend highlights in the major European club football leagues. Sporty greetings, Prince!
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. English striker of Nigerian descent Bukayo Saka missed a crucial penalty as leaders Arsenal blew another 2-0 lead for the second game in a row in a dramatic 2-1 draw at West Ham. Brazilian striker Gabriel Jesus and Martin Odegaard had registered their names in the score sheet for the Gunners earlier on in the first half, before Saeed Berahima and Jarrod Bowen netted for the Hammers. Arsenal lead the standings with 74 points, while West Ham lie 15th on the table with 31 points. The Gunners manager Mikel Arteta assessed his team's performance.
Well, it started extremely well again, dominated the game, dominated the pitch, and scored two beautiful goals. And after that, we made a huge mistake. So stop playing with the same purpose to score the third and the fourth one, and just think that we can play them around them and maintain that result. And just looked too easy. And on that moment, we give them hope and credit to West Ham because they took it. They did what they did really well. They started to play extremely direct. From there, they went to a long throw, from them a corner, and we really struggled to get out of that game. And if you don't going to defend your box the way you should in the two goals that we concede, then you have to do many more things much better for longer periods in the match.
That's Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta discussing his team's draw against West Ham in the Premier League. Manchester City also earned a 3-1 win over Leicester thanks to Erling Haaland's double and John Stones' sensational strike in a match that was played at the Etihad Stadium. The Norwegian goal machine's breast takes his tally to 32 goals this season, with the reigning champion still having 8 league matches remaining. The Citizens are currently second on the table with 70 points from 30 games. City boss Pep Guardiola shared thoughts on his team's performance.
Yeah, it was a really good game. After Champions League, as always, is a tricky, tricky game against a team that is fighting, you know, in a difficult position for them, but the quality is there. We start really well, incredible focus, and at the end, when you make a lot of substitutions, always, not both the guys we came in, when you make a lot of substitutions at the same time, always you drop a little bit, but yeah, 3 points and thinking next one.
That's Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola discussing his team's win against Leicester in the Premier League. Anthony and Diogo Dalot both netted for Manchester United, who saw off Nottingham Forest 2-0 at the City ground to tighten their grip on a top four spot. The result leaves the Red Devils in third place on 59 points, while Forest currently lie 18th on 27 points. Here's United manager Erik ten Hag's assessment of the match.
I think it was a solid performance, and we did very well. We created a lot of chances, we had a lot of possession, our formations, the occupation was very good, we kept the ball, could even have been better. I must say I was even a little bit critical in halftime, because we had moments we kicked the ball away, and that is what we have to learn, especially in big games, and in the pressure you have to secure the ball. And our team has to step up in that matter. But I think all over, we control and dictated the game. We created a lot of chances. We almost conceded nothing, only from set plays. And so there was a solid performance.
That's United manager Erik ten Hag discussing United's win against Nottingham Forest in the Premier League. Julian Sissou scored a goal of the season contender as Brighton came from behind to beat Chelsea 2-1 at Stamford Bridge. Blues manager Frank Lampard, who made his first appearance at Stamford Bridge since stepping in as an interim manager, shared his thoughts on the match.
It was the most deserved one. I think at the moment, I think more than defeat is performance we've got to talk about, because the wins only come with performance. And in terms of performance, that was the most disappointing one, because we were well beaten. And, you know, in the basics of football, again, it's a really good Brighton team, so we must give them a lot of credit, because they're a fantastic team and they can perform like that pretty much against anyone in the league. But we were short, a yard short, a tackle short, you know, a fighting duel moment short. And when that's not right, then you're not going to win games, and you have to have the capacity to do that as well as the desire. And at the minute, we're falling short on that, and we need to turn that around quickly.
That's Chelsea interim manager Frank Lampard discussing his team's loss against Brighton in the Premier League. Tottenham also suffered a 3-2 loss against Bournemouth, thanks to goals from Matthias Wiener, English footballer of Nigerian descent Dominique Solanke, and Burkina Faso forward Dango Ouattara's stoppage time winner. The loss dented a blow to Tottenham's Champions League ambitions, as they remain in fifth, 3 points above Aston Villa. Tottenham boss Christian Stellini shared his thoughts on the match.
My assessment is today we played two different games. We played a good game until we score, and after we consider the second goal. What is in the middle is not the mindset we have to use it, because we start well the game, but when we score, we drop. We drop again, and we have to change this this type of mindset. We said many times we have to continue to go strong and try to keep the ball in the rough pitch. But we did only when we were 2-1 down.
That's Tottenham manager Christian Stellini assessing his team's loss against Bournemouth in the Premier League. Liverpool take on Leeds United at Elland Road on Monday. The Peacocks are currently 16th in the table and remain the only team to have beaten Liverpool at Anfield and take 3 full points this season. Moving on to the French League, French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe became Paris Saint-Germain's all-time leading scorer in the French League, as inspired them to beat second-place Lens to move 5 points clear at the top of the table. The 24-year-old netted his 139th goal in his 169th league match for the Parisians, surpassing Uruguayan Benjamin Edinson Cavani's record. Seven-time Ballon d'Or winner Lionel Messi also scored Astana to register his 20th club goal of the season. Third place Marseille beat Troyes 3-1, while Senegalese winger Crepin Diata, Alexandre Golovin and Kevin Volland all netted for Monaco, who dismissed Lorient by 3-1 to secure 4th place. Lille also beat Montpellier 2-1 to reclaim 5th place. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nesta.
Thanks, Prince. Samson Omale joins us now with a package of African sports news. And Samson says his opening serve involves a Tunisian tennis star.
To begin with tennis, as women world number 5, Ons Jabeur, captured her first title of the season by defeating defending champions Belinda Bencic 7-6, 6-4 to win the Credit One Charleston Open on Sunday. The title is the fourth of the Tunisian's career and her second on clay. Since the start of the 2020 season, Jabeur has now won 37 matches on clay, the most of any player on tour during that span. Her gritty win over Bencic on Sunday moved her ahead of Inga Swiatek's 36 wins. In mixed martial art, Nigerian-born New Zealand professional mixed martial artist Israel Adesanya beat longtime rival Alex Pereira with a stunning knockout at UFC 287 to regain the middleweight title title at the Miami-Dade Arena on Sunday. The Nigerian-born fighter lost twice to Pereira in his kickboxing career and ceded his UFC middleweight title belt to the Brazilian when they met again in MMA in November last year. But this time around, the last style bender, as the Nigerian is popularly called, claimed a spectacular second-round knockout to get the better of Pereira's at the fourth time of asking.
Alex is a great champion, no matter what. He lost the belt tonight, but he will always be a champion. In his story, I'm the antagonist. In his story, I'm the bad guy. But tonight, it's my story. History!
The Confederation of African Athletics Junior Championships that was slated to be held in Lusaka has been moved to the Levi Mwanawasa Stadium on the Copper Belt. Minister of Youth and Sports Development Elvis Nkandu confirmed the development, saying the changes in venues have been made due to the delays in the commencement of works at the National Heroes Stadium and the OYDC Zambia running tracks. The championship will run from April 29th to the 4th of May 2023. In boxing news, the Boxing Federation of Kenya has picked 21 pugilists, 13 men and 8 women ahead of the African Zone 3 Boxing Championship slated for the 18th to the 22nd of April in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. The Kenyan team is currently in a non-residential training camp. Kenya finished second in last year's championship held in the Democratic Republic of Congo with 18 medals behind host the DRC. Ahead of the knockout phase of the CAF Champions League and the CAF Confederations Cup, the Continental Governing Body is organizing an elite referees course in Cairo to equip referees ahead of the crucial weekends. The course will have 70 participants comprising of 25 referees, 30 assistant referees, 5 video assistant referees, 5 instructors and 2 VAR technicians. The program, which extends over 5 days, will end on Tuesday, the 18th of April, and will see the training focus on sharpening the skills of match officials with special emphasis on incidents in the penalty area, offside position, game management, tactical fouls, and handball. This will be coupled with more practical teaching on positioning and reading of the game, VAR sessions, and training on the pitch with simulations. In swimming news, South African Olympian Roland Schoeman bagged second place in the 50 meters freestyle at the National Aquatics Championships on Saturday night in South Africa. After a 7-year hiatus from national contention, 4-time South African Olympian Roland Schoeman was thrilled to be back in the pool as he finished behind Peter Kodzi, who is 24 years younger than him, with a time of 22.89 seconds. The 42-year-old by that timing qualifies for the World Championships. He describes his performance as exciting and owed to discipline in and out of the pool.
You know, you're always in a race with 7 other people, so it's rare that you look at age. You're just racing. So I was trying to get from point A to point B as quick as you can. But he's incredibly talented. You know, he's a big kid. Sprints well, 100's amazing, 200's good. So it's just special to be able to hop on the blocks and be, you know, having been gone for so long and to be back and to be able to be competitive at this level is really special. Oh gosh, I work out every single day. I eat well. I stay away from junk food. I surround myself with really special people and try not to bring myself down at any point in time. And I think that really counts a lot.
In athletics, world record holder and current world champion in the 100 meters hurdles, Nigerian Toby Amusan, opened her 2023 outdoor season with a 12.59 seconds effort to finish second in the finals of the Tom Jones Memorial Invitational at the Percy Beard Track in Gainesville on Saturday. Nia Ali of the United States won the race with a time of 12.53 seconds to pick up the gold medal. 2022 World Indoor Champion Divine Charlton of Bahamas completed the top three after running a time of 12.64 seconds to finish third. Saturday's meet was Amusan's second competitive appearance since she successfully defended her Diamond League 100 meters hurdle title in September 2022 with a meeting record of 12.29 seconds. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
We'll be right back.
get it?
And that wraps up the April 17th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.